Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you all in church today. Some of our regulars are not with us, but I see some of our others are back with us again. Welcome back. If you've been traveling or out of town for a while, we're glad that you're back with us. And some visitors I see, we're glad that you've returned to be with us again this morning as well. Just a reminder to fill out your Connect cards. They're in your bulletin. That's your attendance registration. Drop those in the offering plate as it comes around today as well. I just have a few announcements for you this morning. We have started our Bible study, Head Scratchers. So if you have some scripture that you think just doesn't quite make sense, join the crowd. And we've got a good book that we're studying. This first week went real well, and I think people are really getting into it. So if you'd like to join us for that, I would encourage you to come out Wednesday evening in the fellowship hall at 7 p.m. for Bible study. United Methodist Men's Breakfast is next Saturday as well. We eat at 8 o'clock. The cooks get here about 6:30 if you'd like to help with that. But we look forward to you all joining us, all the men of the church, to join us next Saturday for breakfast and fellowship and a quick devotional as well. Just a reminder, we're having a spaghetti dinner as a youth fundraiser next Saturday, September 3rd, in the fellowship hall from 5 to 7. You've got a bulletin insert. Check that out. What they're doing is raising money. We thought it would be for this past year's camp, but he said, no, the men have taken care of that. So this will be going towards sending our youth to camp next summer at Warren Willis Camp. So come out and have a good spaghetti dinner. Bob Boeing, you're cooking the spaghetti, right? All right. Bob won the chili cook-off, so we can rest assured that we're in good hands with our chili spaghetti dinner as well. So come out next Saturday for that, and we'll have a great time of fun and fellowship with that. I do have some announcements. You're aware of the floods in Louisiana, where we're going to be jumping on board and trying to help out with that. We're going to do a special offering today. All of our loose plate, the cash that you throw in, is going to go to UMCOR. And then if you have a check or whatever, note it on an envelope and drop it in there as well. But we'll be sending that money to UMCOR to help with flood relief in Louisiana. And from the way it looks in the weather, it looks like this newest storm is going to at least give them some rain up there probably. So let's be in prayerful consideration of helping those folks out. And in that same vein, we're going to do flood buckets. How many of you have heard of UMCOR's flood buckets and what's involved with that? What that is a 5-gallon bucket that has cleaning supplies, gloves, all the things you need to try to clean up after a flood. So we're going to get together on the 10th and do an assembly line for that. Nancy Geddes and Barbara McMurtry will have a sign-up sheet in the fellowship hall after church today. If you would like to be a part of that, and they'll have a list of things to buy and divide, or we can just give cash, and they will be glad to go out and do the shopping for those items. But however many buckets that we have supplies for, we will be packaging them up on the 10th. Actually, it's the 10th, September 10th. United Methodist Women are sort of heading that up, and Nancy and Betty are sort of the point people for that. So see them in the fellowship hall, and hopefully we'll see you out here on the 10th to put these buckets together as well. And there'll be information coming out via email and different things as we get more information on that as well. Matthew Meals, yesterday we had 9 volunteers. They've prepared 152 meals, were handed out, and they've given out 23 bags of school supplies for the kids that come for that. So thank you very much if you're a part of that ministry, and it is a great service for the community. And thanks to everyone that comes out as a participant with Matthew Meals each month. A lot of announcements this morning. I think I've covered everything. Let's now prepare our hearts and minds to worship this morning.
a God's honored guest. Our opening hymn is God of Love and God of Power. It can be found in the hymnal. It's number 578, and it will also be projected.
Lord, we pray.
You may be seated. He said, those two could make a pretty good hurricane, couldn't they? Who do you think? At least a tropical storm, yes, there at least a tropical storm on a good day, right? Good morning, how are you guys? How's school going, by the way? Jada, how's your school going? You doing okay with us? Devin, yours is doing okay? And you've started a new school too, right? Your virtual schools. So we've got three new students here today. Not new students, but starting fresh again, right? Are you glad to be back in school? There's two no's and a yes. That's 33% of the students love going to school. Jada, I'm happy for you. I didn't necessarily like going back to school, but I did it anyway. And now I'm 55 years old and going back to school again. See what you have to look forward to? Well, what I wanted to talk to you about today is, and we spoke about this before, but I thought I would bring it up again now that you're back in school. You have friends at school that you've made, and then you have other people who would like to be your friend, but you don't necessarily want them to be your friend. That gets pretty sticky, doesn't it? Because now people want to be your friend, and maybe you don't want to necessarily be their friend. What do we do with that? I don't believe that. I thought maybe you had something for me. No, what we do is be Jesus, right? We always default back to Jesus, don't we? What did Jesus do with people that no one liked? You know? Jesus liked people other people didn't like, right? And Jesus would go and Jesus would tell people, if you're going to have a party, go invite the people that aren't normally invited first. And if you have a party, have them come forward and be in the front of the room at the best table. What do we do with that? Do we do that? That's hard to do sometimes, isn't it? Well, in my message today, we're going to talk about how we treat other people when they may not be our best friends, but they need a friend. Can we make ourselves be that friend? Sometimes it's tough, isn't it? But we got to at least be thinking that Jesus made friends of people that no one else liked. And we're supposed to be like Jesus, right? How come Jesus is so good? That's tough to be like him, isn't it? Jesus was perfect, wasn't he? How many of us are perfect? Can you do that? A little, put my hand down, he says. By that. Karen, he told me to put my hand down. Yes, I should be the first one to put my hand down because I am not perfect. But you know who I want to be like? This dude. I want to be like Jesus, yes. So that means even finding people that other people don't like. Do you have bullying in your school? My school never had bullying. My school had bullying. I was the one. See how big I am? You believe people used to bully me? Because I was this tall and I weighed 103 pounds. So I wasn't very intimidated. And then I got this big and I gained 100 pounds and I said, okay, pick on me, and now they won't pick on me. Why? Because now, well, I'm glad people don't pick on me too much. Some people still pick on me. Who? You want their names? All right. Those of you who get picked on me, that's what you're saying. I'm going to give you their names after church, okay? And I'll tell you what kind of car you have. You go out and slice your tires, you don't know. I'll meet you in the parking lot, okay? You still want me to be your preacher? Hey, don't shake your head, though. Where am I going with this? know either. Jesus wants us to be nice to people. We don't want to bully people. We want to invite the people that are not invited to parties to our party, okay? That's what I'm talking about today. Let's be nice to people. Is it nicer, easier to be nice to people than it is to be mean? I'm throwing all these trick questions at you. Well, I just want you to remember, let's be nice to people, okay? As you're in school, Jade, I know now you've got a lot of new people to deal with, picking out your friends and all that kind of thing. So hang in there. You will do great. We have been praying for you guys in school as well. So let's close with a prayer, okay? Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for these beautiful spirits you've placed within these young people, Father. We're just grateful for their kind hearts and for their loving of other people. Father, we love you. We hope we can love as you do. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, guys. I am a bad influence on you today. Amen. That's what we're going to do now. Our list is long today. I know you brought things with you today that need to be at the foot of the cross, and I encourage you to do that as well. So here are these names that we're going to lift up this morning, and just be in prayer for these folks. Sean Friend, exactly, was here, had some more health issues this week, and back and forth to the doctors, but he's working today, so that's a good sign. So we continue to lift up Sean and the Friend family, Ken as well, and their family, continue to pray for them. Ellen Miller, I don't know yet, has anyone heard if she's moved to a new facility yet? She was going to be leaving Coral Bay, and we just pray that she would have a smooth transition as well. I have great news, Pastor Peter Alfieri, Mary Ann Davis and I took him to breakfast at John G's this week, and we had a great time to visit with him, and he's doing pretty well, but he's just suffering from a lot of those old age issues, so just continue to lift Peter up as well. We've been praying for Regina McDonald, and we continue to pray for her. She's undergoing chemotherapy for the advanced stage of cancer. We've got a great praise report back from her there this week, and she just really is an amazing, amazing person. And as much as everyone's rallying around her to support her, she's, I think, even supporting them even more than they're supporting her. So continue to pray for Gina as well. Paul Lawson, I saw Ellen there today. Is he still in the hospital? He's home. He's what?
He's home.
Okay, so Paul, Ruthie's brother, is back home, but he's got some serious health conditions as well that he's dealing with. And continue to pray for Ruthie as well as she administers his care and that sort. David Shute as well. David's not here this morning. He has been having severe, severe back pain. He goes to the doctor tomorrow. So keep him in your prayers as well. He's just really been suffering. Larry's friend, Lore, a friend from Michigan, is having a spinal surgery coming up shortly for spinal stenosis. So pray for Lore as well. George Spensky, friend of Dan and Mo's, it's got a lot of difficult medical problems as well, so keep George in your prayers. Bud Van Winkle is still in the hospital. Darren's a friend as well, so just pray for him and his family as well. Mildred Ilagasa, that sits right back there. Mildred had a fall this week and spent some time in the hospital. She's now home, but she's really faint and bruised up, so pray for Mildred this week. Praying for Alex and Rachel Mendez. Their little boy passed away. He's one of the little boys that come to Linda Friend's Christmas party, where she knows him from. But just keep that family in prayers as their little son has passed away. Maxine Friedman, who fell and broke her shoulder, a friend of Linda's as well. So we will lift Maxine up. Continue to pray for Phyllis and Bill Graham, your Anna's friends. Just praise and prayers for Jesus. What you have on your hearts today, let's go to the cross. Would you bow your heads and pray with me, please? Gracious God, we're so grateful this morning that the storm has turned from our community. But Father, the storms of our lives still roil outside our doors. But Father, wherever this rain event ends up going, we pray for the people that will be receiving this rain. We pray that it's not Louisiana or Mississippi along the coast that has had such terrible flooding. We pray that it goes to an area that needs rain and it does not cause flooding. So Father, we just lift up the people that will be in the path of this storm. Father, we have many folks this morning on our list that are in need of physical healing, emotional healing. Father, we pray today that your Spirit would be within each one of these situations. Father, we pray today that you hear us crying out in the wilderness. Father, we pray today that you would draw us near. Draw us near to help us face the trials of the day. Father, there's so many things in our world that are tragic and overwhelming. But Father, today we find ourselves in the midst of our own personal storm. For those that are suffering today, I pray for relief. Not just relief from pain, anguish, and worry, but just release of the anxiety that lives within each one of us. Father, today I pray that joy would show itself today, maybe a small way, that we would see it plainly as a gift from you. Father, today we come hurting, wondering where are you in our lives. And today we have found you in this place. Father, I'm grateful to be the pastor of this church. I am grateful to live beside these good people. That I can lift them up in prayer, that I can support them, that I can love them. Because I know that's what you're doing more than I could ever do. So, Father, I pray your blessing upon each one of these names listed today and those that are in our hearts, the ones that have gone unsaid. We praise you for new life and the babies and the little children of this church. And we praise you for lives lived long and prosperous. So, Father, today we come to you humbly, with humility, that we can even be in your presence as a gift. Father, we accept the grace that you have poured out upon us. We accept it as a gift that we could never repay you for. So, Father, I pray that you would be with us today in our worship, in our praise of you as we sing songs and we think about the love that we share with one another. I ask that you would bless each family represented here, and that we would recognize you at work in our lives. Father, we love you, and we give you the praise as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
David said, he's very blessed to be the pastor, and I'm also very blessed to be a member of y'all's family. And I know that everybody struggles, and yet you are a very generous church, not just with your money, but with your time and with your talent. So I thought of you guys when I was going through scripture. I wanted to read this, because this is each of you. Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins, worth only a few cents. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all that she had to live on." And that's you guys. I'm very blessed to be part of you. God, here we are, remembering the pennies and nickels and dimes of grandmothers and widows that built many of our buildings, struggling not to compare their rich faith to ours. Most holy God, we ask that you would use our gifts to grow our faith as you have theirs, as we give from our hearts this morning. Would the ushers please come forward?
Thank you.
God, we have received this offering this morning. I pray that the money gathered here for home poor and for the needy people of Louisiana. Father, we pray divine intervention for those folks. Father, bless our offering today and spread it with the love that we have intended. We pray in Jesus' holy name.
Don't neglect to open up your homes to guests.
because by doing this, some have been host to angels without knowing it. Remember prisoners as if you were in prison with them, and people who are mistreated as if you were in their place. Marriage must be honored in every respect, with no cheating on the relationship, because God will judge the sexually immoral person and the person who commits adultery. Your way of life should be free from the love of money, and you should be content with what you have. After all, he has said, I will never leave you or abandon you. This is why we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper, and I won't be afraid. What can people do to me? Remember your leaders who spoke God's words to you. Imitate their faith as you consider the way their lives turned out. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Verse 15. So let's continually offer up a sacrifice of praise through him, which is the fruit of our lips that confess his name. Don't forget to do good and to share what you have, because God is pleased with these kinds of sacrifices. Let's pray. Gracious God, I pray that we could live out these words today. Father, I pray that this message would bless us, encourage us to be one with you in the world. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. The Holy Spirit is going to challenge us today. Who's up for a good challenge? Who's up for a good challenge?
Yeah.
I say it more enthusiastically. Are you up for a good challenge? Someone told me, well, if nothing else, you're enthusiastic. Does that mean? Well, today we are going to allow the Holy Spirit to challenge us. Now, we're in Lakeside, so we're going to use our own church as an example. We're also going to look at the church in general. Is the church today a place of truth and caring and love and all those things that we would love a good church to be? Are we those things today? Is Lakeside meeting that requirement of God's requirement? So you feel pretty confident about that, right? Well, if we feel confident about that, where are those that aren't like us this morning? Why aren't they here? It makes me a little uncomfortable as well. We look around us today, and we're all pretty much the same. There's people outside of our doors today that are not like us. Is that the falseness that the church is portraying today? We love everyone if they're like us. Now, we don't stand there and watch people come to the door and turn people away. That's not what I'm talking about. Because this and most churches would never do that. But what do we do as churches to get people not like us to come to our doors? Now I'm a little nervous, because what are we doing to do that? Most relationships today are merely a facade. Do you believe that? When we see someone on the street, we say, how are you doing today? Do we really mean it? Do we stop and take time to have a conversation with someone? Our scripture today, verses 1 through 3, says, keep loving each other like family. Uh-oh. I don't necessarily love all of my family. Linda, I heard you laugh aloud, so I'm going to bring you in with me here, because it's lonely up here. I'm going to stand over here by you for a minute, okay? Because I think you need a friend in times like this. I'm claiming you as my friend today. We don't get to pick our family, do we? We get to pick one another. to be in relationship with, right? Okay, I'm leaving you now. I feel braver now. I'm going to go back over here and stand by my wife. I still love my wife. She's not related to me. Okay, we had a talk after church. I thought we were good. Folks, today when we say we love one another, do we really mean it? Do we reach out to people that are not like us? Have we become oblivious to the needs of others? Now, we're going to do some flood puppets here in a couple of weeks. We've given some money today for the victims of the flood. What more can we do to show those people we love them? Friends of mine from here, the Florida Conference, has sent teams of people. They've been in the relief centers over there. They've set up relief centers and Methodist churches all in the area. I know some pastors that have been there. Some folks that have gone here from our conference. We're sending representatives out into the world to represent us. That's a good thing. That's a great thing. And the money you've given this morning and the items that we're going to purchase in the next couple of weeks, we do that out of love for one another. Can I safely say that?
Yes.
If someone asks me, did your church give this money because they love these people? I'm going to say, well, I don't know. I just asked them to give some money, and they did. I want to be able to tell that we love people. All kinds of people. Now, those relief centers they set up, and they have these flood buckets. Do you think people come to the door to get a flood bucket, and they say, let me look you over a minute. Yeah, I believe you can have one. Now, wait a minute. You're a little different than we are, so let me think about this for a minute. So even the churches struggle with, we say we accept everyone. If we accept everyone, our churches should be filled with all kinds of people, right? Now that's not always falling on our shoulders, I'm going to be honest with you. Because people have come to our door and they peer through the glass and they say, look at those people. I don't look like them, I'm not comfortable going in there, they turn around and leave. Are we portraying ourselves as a church that loves people? Because this godly love requires sacrifice. How many of you like to sacrifice? Okay, just as I thought. No one likes to sacrifice. Well, waiting on God because He's going to bring me a new message here in a second. We don't like to sacrifice. I agree with you. And our sacrifice, most of the time, requires our time. Who has a lot of extra time on their hands? He's retired. He has lots of time. What? Oh, he's got projects to do, though. So wait a minute. He doesn't have quite so much time on his hands. Bill, oh, no, I do. I'm about to drag you up here with Wendell and I. We all have projects. We've all got things to do. We've all got to try to survive in the world. And these relationships that we're talking about today, like I did with the children up here this morning, take some of our time. They take sacrifice. And these sacrifices are to the entire body of Christ. We don't give ourselves just to those that look like us, or think like us, or we're comfortable with. Just like I asked the kids today, I'm going to ask you, are you comfortable being with people you're uncomfortable with? Are you? You're giving me a lot of ponder today, Bill. We don't always seek out people different from us. You know, we started this Bible study. It's called Head Scratches. And I'm going to read from today 1 Corinthians 9, verses 19 through 23. And when I get done, we're going to analyze this like we do in head scratchers in our Bible study class. Although I'm free from all people, I make myself... Now, this is good old Paul. He's always doing the right thing. Although I'm free from all people, I make myself a slave to all people to recruit more of them. Now, this is where we're going to scratch our head, because we're going to say, well, this is being false. I act like a Jew to the Jews, so I can recruit Jews. I act like I'm under the law to those under the law, so I can recruit those who are under the law. Though I myself am not under the law, he puts in parentheses there. I act like I'm outside the law to those who are outside the law, so I can recruit those outside the law. Though I'm not outside the law of God, but rather under the law of Christ. I act weak to the weak, so I can recruit the weak. I have become all things to all people, so I can save some by all possible means. All the things I do are for the sake of the gospel, so I can be a partner with it. Now, if that's not being false, I don't know what is. You hear what he said there? But is it? Well, the way you and I look at it, Bill, that's the biggest hypocrite I've ever seen. Because he's just telling people what they want to hear to win them over. Now, if he's just telling them what they want to hear to sell them a used car, that's a bad thing. See what I mean? He's telling them these things for what reason? And I like his realism here. This may save some of them, but the rest of them are lost. And I can't do anything about it. So when we open our doors and invite people to church, and they're not like us, some of them may be saved. Our hope as Christians is that if they're not finding themselves saved in our church, that they go across the street to another church and they find what they need to find there to give themselves up to a relationship with Christ. Now, as I became a pastor, I had a problem with that, because you know what? Me and God can save everybody. Just let me talk to them. I can do this. I mean, God can do this, and I'm just going to go along for a ride. Guess what, people? 5 years, that doesn't work so well for me. I can present the people with the gospel. I can show them love. I can encourage you all to do that, to love our neighbors. But Paul admitted it himself, only some of them are going to be saved. What about the rest of them? Let's hope someone else is part of their saving story. Amen. How many of you have family members that are in trouble? And you have talked to them till you're blue in the face, as we say, but it's done no good. I start praying then that someone else will come into their life, open their eyes. That's what we do for one another. When was the last time you did something out of the ordinary to understand what someone else is going through? There's that time commitment. Love requires our empathy. We're called to humility. Putting others before ourselves. Coming out of our comfort zones. My wife says this all the time. Don't drag me out of my comfort zone kicking and screaming. All that screaming you hear coming from my wife is me dragging her along. Romans 12:15 in Romans says, be happy with those who are happy and cry with those who are crying. Do we seek out people to be happy with more than we seek out people to cry with? Maybe. Our love requires compassion. The church is not a whiner's club. We We hope the church is a place that we can receive love, understanding, and healing. So our doors must be open to everyone, even those different from ourselves. We would throw a praise party, not a pity party. Galatians 6:2 says, carry each other's burdens so you will fulfill the law of Christ. Who has enough burdens of their own to go looking for someone else's burdens? When I do premarital counseling with couples, I say, how many bags of garbage are you dragging home with you? And they'll say, oh, 4 or 5. I look at the other one and say, how many bags of garbage are you dragging around? They'll say, oh, 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 10 or 12. I said, now you're going to get married. How many bags of garbage you got? Because you're still going to bring that garbage into your relationship. And now you've got to deal with all that garbage. And then they'll say, well, we're going to change. Good luck. So life is a little tough sometimes. We need people we can gather with and be with and talk to and have good Christian friends. Yeah. I pray that you all have that. James 5:16 says, for this reason, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful in what it can achieve. We've got to have those we love and care about that are going to pray with us and be with us and walk this road with us. It's not just a pastor's job. It's everyone's purpose in being in the body of Christ. Our love requires action. Did you think of love as an action, as a verb? How do you see love? I love you. I love you because I don't have to deal with you today. I'm going to say I love you. You're going to go on about your business and we're done today. Or I love you and can I sit down with you for a few minutes and see if you're okay today? Whoops, it's going to take some of my time. It's going to take some of my effort. You might be a little different than me, so I'm a little nervous about that. Our world today calls for us a lot of time to be selfish. We call this, they tagged it as the me generation, the I generation. It's what's going to be done for me today. We have to be careful at church. When we go to a church, we become involved in a church, and we come in with the mindset of what is the church going to do for me today? John Kennedy said that in one of his speeches. Don't ask. How does that go? Don't ask what the country can do for me, but what I can do for my country. Same way with church. When you walk in these doors, have a mindset of what can I do today to help my church, to reach others, to love someone else, to fill up a flood bucket, to give some money. We'll do a Stop Hunger Now feeding campaign. To do those things. To go gleaning. I see my gleaner over there. Left me alone lately. I'm going to start picking on you. There. Folks, there's things we can do that are not terribly obtrusive to us. Folks, God called us out of our comfort zone to love one another. And to show our faith that Christ will take care of us if we help Him take care of others. Does that make sense? You hear me say it all the time, it's a blessing to be a blessing. That's one of my little catchphrases. Gina, I think of Gina in this because all I can think of when I see her updates is, boy, she's encouraging other people. People are rallying around her to encourage her, but you know what? She's the one doing the encouraging. She's giving God the glory, and she's not afraid to tell others about it. So when that happens, God is good to us. So that's my message for today. We're finishing up on faith. So after this week, we don't have to have faith anymore. I hope our faith has grown this past 4 weeks. Mine has yours? Because you know what? This afternoon, I hope to finish this last paper for this year. Tomorrow's Monday. It's my day off. And I said, boy, I'd like to have a day off. So I've got to work tonight to get this paper finished up, and then it's done. My faith has been tested this summer, but my faith is stronger than ever. I got my grades from my summer school, and I got all A's and B's. Back then, these teachers should have got grace they pour out upon their students. Part of how I know God's in the mix. God is working on our behalf. He wants us to succeed. Believe that or not? He wants us to be successful. And He wants us to be a people of God. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you so much for these words from Paul today. Father, we pray now that we would see fit for us to live them out in the lives of the ones we love and care about, as well as the ones that are not quite like us. Father, we love you and give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Say, what a friend we have in Jesus. Amen. Thank you. Receive this benediction. As we leave this place, let God go before us. Father, let us seek out those that need and listening here today. And a voice that only spreads love. Father, go with us now from this place. In Jesus' holy name and prayer. Amen.